Track 24. Module 4. Listening 1. Page 60. Exercise 3. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which best fits according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1.
Well, that talk certainly raised a few eyebrows, didn't it?
I thought it made a lot of sense, actually. If we could only get people as interested in solving real-world problems as they are in saving the world in online games, we might actually come up with some viable solutions to environmental problems.
Yes, but the whole point of playing online games is that they're fantasy, and all players can be heroes because they're set achievable goals according to their level. You set them a game like the one she mentioned. What was it called? World Without Oil? And it'd be a real turn-off for most teenagers. I mean, if scientists can't come up with a solution, what chance do kids stand?
OK, but that was a pilot game. If you had slick marketing, a snappy title, then kids might buy it. And if it followed the formula, with different levels of achievement and a point system, you could just let people play and see what ideas they come up with. It wouldn't have to be a formal school project or anything, although there'd be nothing wrong with trying that idea as well.
Extract 2.
A big concern for any business is how to maintain a good reputation online. A negative review of a product on a blog could go viral and potentially destroy a company's name overnight. Trouble is, it's no easy job monitoring online public comment effectively. Nonetheless, an increasing number of organisations are investing in software that claims to do just that, help them keep abreast of any negative mention of their products and practices. The software alone, however, is hardly going to combat the problem. You can't do without a good response team in place, poised ready to respond to any threats to the company's good name, whether slanderous or merely derogatory. Another tactic that my company has resorted to is the creation of a customer-based blog. This provides a forum for any potentially damaging feedback to be publicly acknowledged and addressed immediately, either through remedial action or through reassuring explanations given in a direct and personal manner. Either way, confidence in the organisation's customer service operations is fostered. This strategy has the potential to give a company a competitive edge by enhancing its public image at the expense of its rivals.
Extract 3.
Basically, when the internet first appeared, people predicted that the whole code of business ethics would have to be rewritten. But actually, new ways of doing things were soon accommodated within the existing structure. And that goes for recruitment policies too. From the applicant's point of view, the internet offers a bewildering mass of data because big companies that once sought to keep most of their policies under wraps now have websites that overtly state their position on most issues. So graduates can check these out before even applying.
But it can work both ways. Prospective employers can access information about would-be recruits online and may use it to screen people out. You can't blame them, really. Meanwhile, social networking sites encourage you to put yourself out there. Undergraduates think nothing of posting photos of themselves at parties, sometimes in compromising situations, forgetting that these may still be there for all to see once the serious task of finding a job kicks in. Now, we're all guilty of the odd lapse of taste and judgment when it comes to posting stuff online, but do bear in mind the potential repercussions. There's a huge difference between having a laugh with close friends and sharing something with your boss or future business associates.